let somebody in this church know that there's a wave coming. And God is saying that whatever you do, you have to get focused in this season, because that wave is designed by God to take you somewhere that you can't get with your natural strength. The Latins have this phrase, carpe diem, which means seize the moment. Because God, just like the waves, he, my brothers and sisters, he moves in moments. He moves in seasons of our lives. When it looks like all hope is lost, when it looks like there is nothing going on in our lives, that's the time when God says, I'll send change for you. That's the time when all of your waters look so complacent and everything is just becoming monotonous to you. That's when God will say, bam, I'll send some blessings and miracles into your life. I'll give you this aha moment. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about, that aha moment where you get your spark back, that aha moment when opportunities open up for you, and God is saying, whatever you do in life, don't miss the moment that he sends into your life to push you further. Boy, touch somebody right now. Tell them you can't miss this moment. You really can't. And that's why, my brothers and sisters, it's dangerous, it's fatal in this season to be around hopeless people. I'm serious. It's really going to be catastrophic for you if all that you are surrounded by is hopeless, negative people. Because hopeless, negative people can't believe God for the wave to come. See, you got to be extremely cautious when you're around people like that. Because watch this, when you are connected to people who are not preparing for anything, when you're connected to people who are not preparing for anything, what happens is, if you are not preparing for anything, that tells me you are not expecting anything. And if you are not expecting anything, you're going to get exactly what you expected. And that's why in this season, you need to be around somebody that's expecting God to do something. Mm-hmm. That should be your criteria right now for people being in your circle. What are you believing God to do in your life? Because I need some faith-filled people around me. Baby, I don't care if you just believing him for a new pair of shoestrings. I need you to be believing him for some hubcaps for your car. Something. It ain't got to be big stuff, but just be believing that God is about to create a moment for you. And some of y'all know this ain't nothing but confirmation for you, because you ain't seen nothing in the natural, but in your spirit, you just feel like, I'm about to step into my season. I'm about to get into something. I can feel that God is just lining stuff up. And you can't miss your moment. You know why? Because all God really needs is a moment. Yeah, yeah. The Bible says, come on, he says, when he comes in a moment. In the twinkling of an eye. That as fast, baby, as you can bat your eye, God says, that's how fast I can do it. So just because it don't look good now, don't mean it take God a long time to turn it around. Shake somebody's hand and say, don't miss it, don't miss it, don't miss it, don't miss your moment. Oh, I hope somebody is receiving what I'm trying to serve today. God is saying there's a moment that's about to hit your life. And there's somebody in this room. God woke me up today to let you know that you can't afford to miss this moment. Because it's a life-altering moment. You can't afford to miss this moment, because it's a faith-increasing moment. You can't afford to miss this moment, because it's a generational shift moment that that this moment that you are about to go into is going to cause the direction of your generational line to shift. And that's why it's so important that you not miss this. God is about to do some stuff for you that you won't even believe. You ain't even got no report you can go look at, because eyes have not seen and ears have not heard. Your granddaddy ain't do it. Your mama ain't do it. But God says, if you ride the wave, I'm going. Ah, boy. And some of y'all, you ain't trying to be all arrogant, but you can feel God is about to bless you with something. Oh, God. I don't need everybody to agree with me. I just need about two or three of y'all to say, Pastor, you better preach up in here, because the same stuff that you speaking right now is what God has shown me in my private time. I'm ready for my moment. Yeah, you ain't never been here before. No, you ain't never been here before. Watch this. This is what God told me. He said, it's a very true statement that every man will die. That's a very true statement that every man born of a woman will die. But the question will become, not every man will live. You're going to get that on Tuesday, that everybody is going to die, but living is a choice. And the tragedy is so many individuals are wasting precious moments that God has graced you with to live. That every moment that you are living is a moment that you'll never get back again. And you have to make it up in your mind, I'm not going to waste any more moments. Because I understand that every moment is leading to my moment. Because life is about seasons. God operates in seasons. He's methodical. He's strategic. And every season builds upon other seasons. That there are seasons of struggle. There are seasons of study. There are seasons of sacrifice. And then there are seasons for unusual promotion. And this ain't for everybody, but for some people that have been through some struggle. For some people that have been through some sacrifice, God is saying, I'm about to open a door for supernatural promotion in your life. That, don't you think that your whole life going to be a struggle? The devil is a liar. It ain't always going to be this bad, but it's just a season I got to go to prepare me for my moment. And what happens is opportunity. I shared this with you before. It knocks on everybody's door. But only those that are awake, only those that are alert, prepared, and expecting can open up this door to your now moment. Did you get that? That's why you got to be sober minded in this season. You got to say, Lord, I'm looking for what you're going to do in my life. That I don't have a clue. I'm broke as Cuda Brown, but I feel something down in my spirit that you are about to do. And see, when God gives us, hear this now, our moments. Everybody say moment. Yes. When he gives us our moment, God will grant us access in your moment. God will grant you favor in your moment. Yeah. God will give you a grace for your moment. And this access, this favor, and this grace will defy the odds that are against you and allow you to step into something that you've never seen before. Now, some people will call it coincidence. Some people will call it happenstance, but you know God better than that, because you know that your whole life has been preparing you for this moment. That it's not happenstance that a baby, when it's born, has legs that it can't use. Because even though a baby is born with legs that it can't use, God has placed those legs there because God knows one day when that baby gets strong enough, one day when that baby is able to balance his or her life, that baby is going to take them legs that they never used before, and that baby is going to begin to do something that's going to allow them to move a little bit quicker. I hope y'all see in the spiritual parallel that God has given you something that you haven't used yet. And you don't even know that it's inside you, but God says you was born with it. Oh, because Jeremiah said, before I formed you in your mother's womb, I knew you, I ordained you, I purposed you to be something great. And just because you haven't discovered it yet, don't mean it ain't there. Oh, God. God is about to let some stuff get strengthened in your life so that you can begin to walk in areas that you've never walked in before. So the Lord told me, he says, tell them, Pastor, he says, tell them that their destiny is too serious to be playing with. That this is a season where you got to get focused about your moment. Because in one moment, God can change your life. And what we see here in 2 Kings chapter number 7 is we see a moment. That's what we see. That's what we see. We see a moment. Let the church say a moment. Yeah. We see right here in 2 Kings chapter 7, we see a moment. Yes, Holy Ghost, I will. Because there's some of you in here that's saying, well, my moment done passed me by. And I want to let you know God is not through with you yet. But there's another wave coming for you if you can just keep the faith. Because right here in 2 Kings chapter number 7, the Bible lets us know when we read the entire chapter that a famine has come. And in the most inopportune time, God is about to birth a moment. And contrary to what you may have heard, God don't need optimal circumstances to release you into your moment. God don't need everything to be perfect to release you into your destiny. Just because it's bad right now don't mean God is not near unto you. Because in fact, what I've learned is that the opposite is really true. That when things really get bad, that's not when God is the furthest away from us, but that's when God, if we would see him, is the closest to us. Because the Bible lets us know that there is a severe famine that has hit the land. Mm-hmm. And this famine has affected everybody in the city. That there's not one person whose life has not been touched by this famine. There's no jobs. There's no opportunity. The stocks have crashed. There's no assistance. There's no FEMA. There is no welfare available. People are becoming psychotic. Mm-hmm. Read it in chapter number 6, because the people, that the famine has affected their mind so much that they've resorted to cannibalism in order to survive. That this was a bad choice. Yes, Holy Ghost. That they have resorted to cannibalism. You know, when one person eats another person so they can survive. And you got to be careful of who you hanging around when it get tight. Because when it get tight, people will resort to cannibalism in order to survive. That people who've been with you for a long time, they'll try to eat you just so they can stay ahead. I hope y'all are seeing what I'm saying. That they'll try to put you down so they can go up. They'll try to conjure up stuff on you to make them look better. You got to be, Lord, help me discern who with me when stuff get tight, because when things get tight, you can see who your real friends are. And God is saying to somebody, yes, you got to be watchful in this season. Because friends can become foes real quick. Yeah, that those who patted you on your back and say, I'm with you, I'm going to be with you through thick and thin. When things get thick, they going to get thin. Because when things get tight, people resort to cannibalism. So people are dying. The government of that day has been overthrown. And now you have bandits who are holding what essential life elements that are available. They are holding them hostage so that the people can depend on them to be their God and not have access to what God has placed in their midst. If hopelessness has stricken this nation, and to make matters worse, the Bible now zooms in and it helps us to see that there are these leprous men. That in the midst of the famine, these men has been kicked out of the city, and now they getting the worst of the worst. Because they're not in the city to get what little resources are there. They have to survive on the outside. Yeah, because to these lepers have been ostracized because of this disease that they have that they can't do anything about. Yeah. They have, watch this, they have traditions that say, if you have this disease, you have to put your hand over your mouth and declare unclean. That everywhere you walk, because you have leprosy, tradition says that you should put your hand over your mouth and declare unclean. Read it in Leviticus. It's in the code. They said that these people can't live with everybody else, but they got to be kicked out and put on the outside of the city. And if they ever see anybody else who is normal, they had to put their hand over their mouth and declare unclean. Yeah. They have been in the, if they had, watch this. The blessing in this is that when people don't know what you're dealing with, they ostracize you. That when they can't identify with your struggle, when they can't see things from your perspective, they like to tell you, you got to stay outside of this circle, outside of this clique. Mm-hmm. But the good thing about these lepers is that even though they were kicked out, they was in a good place. And there's some lepers in here today. Look at your neighbor and say, what's up, you leper, you? Amen. There's some people in here today. You got some spots on you. You got some things that you ain't have no control over, and people have kicked you to the curb. That's why you cover them up, because if everybody saw your spots, we'll put you out the church. If everybody saw what you was dealing with, we wouldn't want you to be on the deacon board, and we wouldn't want you to be in the choir, and we wouldn't want you to preach for me. So we got to cover up. But being put out of the circle is not a burden. But for these lepers, it was a blessing. Because had they been in the city with everybody else, they would have missed their moment that God was sending them into. See, because God loved them so much, hear me, lepers, that he allowed people to kick you out of the clique. He loved you too much to keep you comfortable with people in your social circle. That's why he let them find out stuff about you, and now they don't want to be bothered with you. But God said that was all in my plan, because there's going to be a season of your life that you got to go through isolation. But isolation ain't bad. Isolation is a setup for your moment, because had they been in the city, they would have ran like everybody else. But thank God they kicked me out, because now I can rely on what God is telling me to do. And so I want to let somebody in this room know. Y'all ain't going to let me finish this. I want to let somebody in this room know this morning. Never again in your life should you cry because somebody kicked you out. I know it hurt you. I know it wasn't comfortable. But God told me to tell you, watch this, you should cherish your enemies like you cherish your friends. Because you don't know, you really needed them to kick you out. You really needed them to turn their back on you. You really needed your enemies to be your enemies. That's why I thank God every morning for my enemies. Because if I didn't have no enemies, God wouldn't have no place to prepare my table. And as a matter of fact, my enemies keep me fed. Because sometimes God gonna bless you just so your enemies can see it. Just so they can see, baby, you ain't hurt nothing. God is still gonna bless me without you. See, this is what God told me. He says he will allow your trials to increase so his favor can be released. You can take that one to Facebook if you want to. That he will allow your trials to increase. But when your trials increase, he'll give you favor for every trial that you're going through.